#Hashtag Tier 2 Stories, Brief RSS Summaries, Mention if Relevant. The FAA's order to cut flights due to the government shutdown is set to take effect. The 40 airports impacted by the cuts span more than 24 states. The Federal Aviation Administration said the reductions would start at 4% and ramp up to 10% by November 14. See how often flights have been delayed at major airports during the shutdown. Nearly a quarter of flights arrived late into 16 of America's busiest airports in the week after air traffic controllers missed their first paycheck, data shows. Senate GOP shuts down war powers resolution aimed at blocking Venezuela strikes. Senators took up a war powers resolution on Thursday aimed at blocking President Trump from conducting strikes against Venezuela. Immigrants with health conditions may be denied visas under new guidelines. People seeking visas to live in the U.S. might be rejected if they have certain medical conditions, including diabetes or obesity, under a new directive from the Trump administration. Representative Elise Stefanik will announce run for New York governor Friday, sources say. Representative Elise Stefanik of New York has been hinting at the possibility of running against Governor Kathy Hochul in 2026. Trump announces deal to lower weight loss drug prices in some cases. The deal, with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, is expected to lower the price of obesity drugs to between $149 and $350 per month in some cases, officials said. What to know before you travel as FAA cuts flights. Travel pros are urging people to brace for flight disruptions as the FAA throttles back air traffic starting on Friday. Tesla shareholders approve CEO Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package. The vote comes after a top shareholder, Norway's sovereign wealth fund, said it would vote against the pay package. Antonio Brown extradited from Dubai to stand trial in Miami shooting. Former NFL star Antonio Brown was extradited from Dubai to the U.S. to face attempted murder charges in a Miami shooting outside a boxing event. Witnesses of UPS plane crash recall melted clothes, chaos, there was no going to help. At least 13 people were killed and several others injured after a UPS plane crashed shortly after taking off from the Louisville International Airport on Tuesday. ICE's detainee population reaches 66,000, a new record high, statistics show. ICE's detainee population is at the highest level on record as President Trump intensifies his crackdown on illegal immigration and just over half did not have criminal charges or convictions, according. Dallas Cowboys Marshawn Nealand died by suicide, police say. The Department of Public Safety said officers found Nealand's vehicle abandoned after a crash, then found his body nearby. 5,000-year-old wine press unearthed during highway construction project. Archaeologists discovered evidence of an ancient religious group while excavating an area in northern Israel, officials said. FAA says it will cut 10% of flights at nation's busiest airports. The FAA is slashing flights at 40 airports, citing safety concerns and staffing shortages made worse by the government shutdown. Meanwhile, a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to him. Elon Musk could become trillionaire with new Tesla pay package. Tesla announced that shareholders had voted to approve the biggest pay package in corporate history for CEO Elon Musk, in a deal worth up to $1 trillion over 10 years. NBC News' Brian Chung explains. Eli Lilly CEO explains White House medication cost deal. Eli Lilly CEO explains White House medication cost deal. Jury acquits DC sandwich guy. Jurors showed no appetite for the Justice Department's case against Sandwich Guy, the Washington, D.C. resident who chucked a Subway sandwich at the chest of a federal officer, finding him not guilty. What to know as FAA cuts take effect? The FAA says it will begin cutting the number of flights in the high-traffic parts of the country as the government shutdown grinds on. NBC News' Tom Costello explains what to know before you fly. Barrett, Kavanaugh to law students, don't lose civility. Justice Amy Coney Barrett had a simple message for conservative women in law school attending the Federalist Society's gala Thursday night, don't be afraid to defy stereotypes. Being a conservative woman. Hegseth says military struck alleged drug boat in Caribbean, killing three narco-terrorists. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said late Thursday that the U.S. military took out another alleged drug trafficking boat in the Caribbean, killing three narco-terrorists. Hegseth said the vessel was OP